السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast press release. From the quote-unquote pager incident to the bombing of the suburb and the killing of dozens of first-class leaders in Iran's party, empty speeches and words fill the statements of the Lebanese authorities. On Tuesday, October 17, 2024, Lebanon suffered more than 2,700 injuries, including disability and blindness, in what has become known as the quote-unquote pager incident. Then came the wireless communication devices incident the next day, in which nearly 500 were injured. Then the Friday raid 2 days later on the Al-Qaim area in the southern suburbs of Beirut, which has so far claimed the lives of 26 civilians, including children and women, and 23 missing, during the targeting of dozens of first-class leaders in the Iranian party during a meeting of what is known as the Radwan Force. And at the moment of writing this statement, Jewish planes were pounding southern Lebanon with a sound that could be heard from distant areas. With all this, and the assassinations that preceded it in the streets of Lebanon practiced by Jews, breaking what they call the rules of engagement and crossing the red lines to stain Lebanon with blood, Minister Ali Hamia comes out to say he and other ministers and leaders of power, quote, the Jewish entity is dragging the region into war and Foreign Minister Abdullah Abu Habib is complaining and crying in the Security Council that the region is on the brink of danger. And Interior Minister Bassam Moulawi is stressing the need to monitor the cameras and informing people that in recent weeks many civilians have been killed by the enemy, the Jewish entity. So are we still in the dragging stage, on the brink of danger, and now we only need to monitor the cameras? Or has the region, and Lebanon at its head, actually entered the furnace of war? Is what you call war just that the Jews invade the land of Lebanon? Or is what you call war that what happened and is happening in Gaza, as it happens in Beirut and other Lebanese cities? Is the fall of children, women, and men, and the demolition of buildings over their heads not war, but rather just a drag into war? Oh, Minister of Public Works and Transport, Minister of Foreign Affairs, Minister of Interior, and even Prime Minister, what kind of policy are you practicing and living, and with what face do you address the people? Is the issue really that the situation in Lebanon is linked to the situation in Gaza as you claim? Or is it what America demands, that you receive slap after slap, and that the people of Lebanon fall wounded and killed, and then you show what you claim is patience, peace, and a lack of desire to drag the region into war? It has become clear that the meaning of a large-scale war for America is only for the Jews to invade Lebanon, but this meaning does not include daily killing with explosives carried in devices or with missiles that destroy buildings and level them to the ground, or with assassinations by drones from southern Lebanon to its north, and from its east to its west. All of this is not war, but rather attempts to drag into war. So America calls on the parties to remain calm, so the politicians of Lebanon calm down, and the Jews continue to practice their frenzy. Lebanon then sends messages to the Security Council, while the Jews send their planes and explosives to Lebanon. It is time for Muslims in Lebanon and the region, especially its armies and those carrying weapons, to break every rule that America has set. And it is time for Lebanon's borders to be open to fight the Jewish entity for everyone, and for this war not to be limited to anyone, but rather it is the war of all Muslims in Lebanon and the region whose blood is being shed on a daily basis. If that is the case, then the Jews cannot withstand a real fight for an hour of the day. What is required now is to get out of every rule and from the scenario of international resolutions, which restrain Lebanon and the region and those who have a desire to fight the Jews, but do not restrain the malicious and treacherous Jewish entity that respects no one's blood or conscience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 14, قاتلوهم يعذبهم الله بأيديكم ويخزيهم وينصركم عليهم ويشفي صدور قوم مؤمنين. Fight them. Allah will punish them by your hands and disgrace them and give you victory over them and satisfy the hearts of a believing people. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya Lebanon.